At 7:06, it is mostly cloudy and 74 degrees in Tulsa. We should warm to 83 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Turkey, KWGS News. Brace yourself for another round of severe weather across Oklahoma. Tornadoes raked the state yesterday, causing one fatality and injuring dozens of people from Edmond to Arcadia to Wellston to Shawnee. Correspondent Kurt Gortney this morning reports the damage is widespread.
A tornado that started south of Oklahoma City swept the landscape, destroying as many as 35 mobile homes as it moved east toward Shawnee, Oklahoma. Another storm produced a tornado that tracked through the north-central part of the state, hitting the town of Kearney, destroying more than 20 homes. The American Red Cross is setting up 3 shelters in areas hit by the tornadoes. Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon declared a state of emergency for 16 counties. Fallon encouraged residents to prepare for more severe weather Monday. I'm Kurt Gortney in Oklahoma City.
Authorities say a tornado that severely damaged a mobile home park near Shawnee killed a 79-year-old man. His body was found in an open area of a neighborhood. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Mike Booth says that 6 people who lived in the mobile home park were injured. Between 30 and 35 homes had significant damage. The number of frame homes in the neighborhood also sustained damage. Now, we have our severe weather information clearinghouse set up on our website for you at publicradiotulsa.org. You can go there and check the latest weather information anytime at your convenience. It's also available from your smartphone or tablet. A hearing on a new plan by Tulsa-based Public Service Company of Oklahoma to deal with regional haze is going forward, despite a request for a delay by Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt. Pruitt asked the Oklahoma Department of Environmental Quality to put off today's 1 o'clock meeting in Oklahoma City, saying he had concerns about a revised state plan for limiting emissions. Oklahoma lawmakers could wrap up the legislative session by the end of this week. At least that is the goal of Senate President Pro Tem Brian Bingaman.
It just depends on some of the piece of legislation. If any of it gets, jammed up, which happens occasionally.
Under the law, the session must be adjourned by the end of this month. Supporters of a plan to permit some grocery stores in Oklahoma's most populous counties to sell wine plan to launch a new petition drive to put the proposal to a statewide vote. The plan is promoted by a group called Oklahomans for Modern Laws. The group's attorney is former Secretary of State Glenn Coffey, and he says they plan to submit the proposal to voters this summer, about a year after it was withdrawn following a Supreme Court challenge. It is called SNAP, a Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. However, most people still call it food stamps. Under a plan from Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, that program would be cut $20 billion over the next 10 years. Lucas defends the cuts as needed reform.
There's $20 billion worth of reform in the social nutrition programs, ending categorical eligibility, making states put more money into the LIHEAP program if they want to do that. A number of very strong reforms.
Democrats say the cuts will just hurt the poor, while the Republicans contend the cuts are simply not deep enough. Our weather forecast, a 50% chance of thunderstorms, mainly after 1 o'clock this afternoon, and again, some could be severe. A high today of 83. The chance of severe storms jumps to 90% tonight and down to 65 for an overnight low. Thunderstorms shift east tomorrow. Right now in Tulsa, it is mostly cloudy and 74. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.